Hello.
Hi, Lakshman.
Yeah, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. I left you a message earlier. Did you get my email?
Yeah, I'm just going through it actually. I was
Okay.
with somebody and just finished and going through it. You needed three trade references.
You
You
had
can call them.
three. Yeah, you had three that
Yeah,
were
you can call.
listed on your application, so I don't know if you still wanted to use those.
No, you can use those.
Okay.
Do you have the phone numbers on it?
I have the phone numbers. I just need a contact.
Yeah, the
So
first
for
okay, the first one for MJ Trading.
Okay.
The person's name is Jim, JIM.
Okay.
For Flippertech, the person's name is Raj, RAJ. The last name is Jaggi, JAGGI.
JAGGI.
And
Okay.
for Global Wireless Trader, the person's first name is Sam. Last name is Kaul, KAUL.
KAUL. Okay. And
Do you
then
have the contact numbers on it?
I have the phone numbers that you listed on there.
Okay, which numbers do you have? Because being a Friday, I want to make sure I can even get you to sell, which might be the best number to get them.
Okay. So let me pull it up here. Okay. MJ Trading, I have 281-969-8863.
Okay, let me give you another number as well, just as a backup. It's
Okay.
832-420-1425.
832. Okay. 1498. Okay.
That's
And
the
then.
sell, because being a Friday and being the holiday weekend, these people might be in and out.
Yeah, absolutely. For
Flip,
Flipper
flippers take.
Tech, I have 201-565-6933.
Yeah, that's the best number because
That's
they
the
have
best
an
number.
integrated system where it forwards everything to wherever they are. And for
Okay, so let me
global.
just confirm. Let me sorry, confirm this one. Okay, and then for global, I have 646-509-9402.
That's also perfect.
Okay, now do you have a contact, landlord contact? They left a message. I didn't know if you had a second phone number or a direct contact we should be asking for at RXR Realty.
They're a big company. They have like 40, 50 people over there. The person I typically deal with is a person called Molly Siegel, Molly.
Maury
Last name is
Siegel.
Siegel. Yeah, Molly, Molly. Siegel,
MOLL.
Siegal.
Oh, Molly Siegel.
Yeah, Molly.
Okay, Molly.
Siegal.
Okay. And the phone number I have is 516-506-6728.
6728. Yeah, that's the only number that they have. Yeah.
Okay, I see. Okay. And then, is this the best number to reach you today on this phone number?
Yeah, you can get me on this or on the 718 number, either one.
Okay, sounds good. So, let me forward this in. These are the only items they were asking for.
Okay. I did
And do you?
send the copy of the actual lease itself, so you have all the information on your end.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to make sure if there's a second phone number because I know that I had left a message. So, okay.
You can get, hold on, you know what? It could maybe make your life easier. Hold on, let's see something here. What's the address that you have for RXR Realty listed on the form?
Well, I'm not showing anything right in front of me.
I had it on. Hold on, I know where to find it. Hold on, one
It might
second.
be on the lease agreement, but I don't have the lease agreement pulled up. I just
Even
have the
I
phone
sent
number.
you. Hold on, one second. Hold on. That's not here. Let me check this.
Oh, I thought he was about to.
They have another number. The first number was 506-506-6728, right? Number, but I don't think that's effective. Try that if you don't lose anything by trying it.
What's the different number you have?
I have a main, like where you get the receptionist and then you get transferred to the different departments. That number I have is 516-506-6000.
Okay.
Okay, right. But then if you do call them on that number, you'll have to explain to them they manage multiple properties in New York. So you'll have to tell them this is for the building in 3718 Long Island City. And then they can pull up you have to give them the lease details and file details, and they can get the details that pulled out for you.
Okay, this is for the building at, what's the address again? I'm sorry.
This is the 3718 Northern Boulevard. That's the building we are in.
Northern Boulevard.
Yeah, you have to specify the address of the building that you're inquiring about.
Okay.
And you'll have to mention the company name and all the details.
Okay, and the exact city?
Long Island City.
Long Island, okay. Sorry, I don't have it up on that screen. Okay, so let me relay this on. I think we're good for right now. And I'll give you a call as soon as I get my next update.
Okay.
All right.
How do we look?
I mean, I think everything looks good so far. Anytime you can submit all the funding items they need, it moves the process through pretty quick when you're not, you know, piecemealing everything. So we pretty much have everything, I believe. So what they'll do is
I think so, because whatever the list you sent me, I think I got pretty much everything to you.
Yeah. So they'll just go through everything, make sure they have everything. If there's anything missing, they'll let me know. So this was one of the things, the references. So let me get this forwarded on, and hopefully I should have some type of update within the next, couple hours.
Okay. Because there's only a couple of hours left before we close the day. Do we have a problem with making this happen today or now?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's, we're on the West Coast, so it's 10 here, 10:24.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're still working for a while.
No, I know that. No, but I'm saying because, if we miss today, then we're gone till Tuesday. That's why.
Yeah, we're going to do our best. We're really going to try and get this, pushed through. We'll do our best.
Okay. And there was something which said we hear there's some kind of a call that I have to be on. What exactly is required on those?
They just will call you to confirm who you are, your, social information on the business, and just confirm the loan, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do I, what was that? Okay, no problem. So
yeah, they'll just confirm basic information for you and the business.
That's fine.
Yeah.
See if you can push it through, because next week I'm not going to be in. I'm going to be in and out of the office, so I'm trying to get it done today as much as possible.
Okay. We'll do our best.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.